The Universe in a Nutshell by Stephen Hawking. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Universe in a Nutshell, written by Stephen Hawking, is a book that explores the mysteries of the universe. Hawking, a renowned physicist, uses his knowledge and expertise to explain the complexities of the universe in a way that is accessible to the general public. The book covers a wide range of topics, from the Big Bang to black holes, and from the nature of time to the possibility of other universes. Hawking also discusses the implications of his theories for the future of humanity. The book begins with an introduction to the universe, discussing its size, age, and composition. Hawking then moves on to discuss the Big Bang, the event that is believed to have created the universe. He explains the evidence for the Big Bang and how it has shaped the universe we know today. He also discusses the implications of the Big Bang for the future of the universe. Hawking then moves on to discuss the nature of space and time. He explains the concept of space-time and how it affects the universe. He also discusses the implications of his theories for the nature of time and how it affects the universe. He then moves on to discuss the nature of black holes and how they can be used to study the universe. The book then moves on to discuss the possibility of other universes. Hawking explains the evidence for the existence of other universes and how they may be connected to our own. He also discusses the implications of his theories for the future of humanity. Finally, Hawking concludes the book with a discussion of the implications of his theories for the future of the universe. The Universe in a Nutshell is an accessible and informative book that provides an overview of the universe and its mysteries. Hawking's expertise and knowledge make the book an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It states that the universe was once in an extremely hot and dense state which expanded rapidly, and has since cooled by expanding to the present diluted state. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It states that the universe was once in an extremely hot and dense state which expanded rapidly, and has since cooled by expanding to the present diluted state. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe began as a single, infinitely dense point, or singularity, which suddenly expanded in what is known as the Big Bang. This expansion caused the universe to cool and form the basic elements of matter, such as hydrogen and helium. As the universe continued to expand, it cooled further and allowed for the formation of stars, galaxies, and other structures. The Big Bang Theory is supported by a variety of observations, including the cosmic microwave background radiation, the abundance of light elements, and the redshift of distant galaxies. It is also consistent with the laws of physics, such as the law of gravity and the laws of thermodynamics. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin and evolution of the universe, and it has been the subject of much research and debate. Main idea number 2. General relativity. General relativity is a theory of gravitation developed by Albert Einstein in 1915, which describes gravity as the curvature of spacetime. It explains the law of gravity and its relation to other forces of nature, and provides a unified description of gravity as a geometric property of space and time. General relativity is a theory of gravitation developed by Albert Einstein in 1915, which describes gravity as the curvature of spacetime. It explains the law of gravity and its relation to other forces of nature, and provides a unified description of gravity as a geometric property of space and time. According to general relativity, gravity is not a force, but rather a consequence of the curvature of spacetime caused by the presence of mass and energy. This curvature causes objects to move along curved paths, rather than in straight lines, and is responsible for the phenomenon of gravity. General relativity also predicts the existence of black holes, which are regions of spacetime where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. It also predicts the existence of gravitational waves, which are ripples in spacetime caused by the motion of massive objects. These predictions have been confirmed by observations of the universe, and general relativity has become one of the most successful theories in physics. General relativity has also been used to explain the accelerated expansion of the universe, which was discovered in 1998. This acceleration is thought to be caused by a mysterious form of energy known as dark energy, which is believed to make up most of the energy in the universe. General relativity is also used to study the structure and evolution of the universe, and to understand the behavior of matter and energy on the largest scales. Main idea number 3. Quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is a fundamental theory in physics which describes nature at the smallest scales of energy levels of atoms and subatomic particles. It is the basis of modern physics and provides a mathematical description of much of the dual particle-like and wave-like behavior and interactions of energy and matter. Quantum mechanics is a fundamental theory in physics which describes nature at the smallest scales of energy levels of atoms and subatomic particles. It is the basis of modern physics and provides a mathematical description of much of the dual particle-like and wave-like behavior and interactions of energy and matter. Quantum mechanics is based on the idea that matter and energy can exist in discrete units, or quanta, and that these quanta can be described by mathematical equations. This theory has revolutionized our understanding of the physical world, and has led to the development of many technologies, such as lasers, transistors, and computers. At the heart of quantum mechanics is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which states that it is impossible to measure both the position and momentum of a particle at the same time. This means that the behavior of particles at the quantum level is inherently unpredictable, and that the outcome of any experiment is probabilistic in nature. This has led to the development of the field of quantum computing, which uses the principles of quantum mechanics to solve complex problems that are intractable using traditional computing methods. Quantum mechanics has also been used to explain phenomena such as superconductivity, the tunnel effect, and the behavior of electrons in a magnetic field. It has also been used to explain the behavior of light, and has been used to develop theories of quantum gravity and quantum field theory. In short, quantum mechanics has revolutionized our understanding of the physical world, and has opened up a whole new realm of possibilities for scientific exploration. Main idea number 4. Black holes. Black holes are regions of spacetime exhibiting such strong gravitational effects that nothing, not even light, can escape from inside them. They are formed when a massive star collapses at the end of its life cycle, and are the most extreme objects in the universe, with their immense gravitational pull. Black holes are regions of spacetime exhibiting such strong gravitational effects that nothing, not even light, can escape from inside them. They are formed when a massive star collapses at the end of its life cycle, and are the most extreme objects in the universe, with their immense gravitational pull. Black holes are so dense that their gravitational pull is so strong that even light cannot escape from them. This means that they are invisible to us, as no light can reach us from inside them. The immense gravitational pull of a black hole can also cause matter to be drawn in, and as it falls in, it is heated up to extremely high temperatures. This causes the matter to emit radiation, which can be detected by telescopes. This radiation is known as Hawking radiation, and is named after the physicist Stephen Hawking, who first proposed its existence. Black holes can also be used to explain some of the most mysterious phenomena in the universe, such as quasars and gamma ray bursts. Quasars are extremely bright objects that are thought to be powered by the energy released by matter falling into a supermassive black hole. Gamma ray bursts are also thought to be caused by matter falling into a black hole, and are some of the most powerful explosions in the universe. Black holes are some of the most mysterious and fascinating objects in the universe, and their study has led to some of the most important discoveries in physics. They are a reminder of the immense power of gravity, and the fact that even light cannot escape its grasp. Main idea number 5. String theory. String theory is a theoretical framework in which the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings. It describes how these strings propagate through space and interact with each other, and is a candidate for a theory of everything, unifying all of the fundamental forces of nature. String theory is a theoretical framework that seeks to explain the fundamental forces of nature. It proposes that the point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings. These strings are thought to propagate through space and interact with each other, and are believed to be the fundamental building blocks of the universe. String theory is a candidate for a theory of everything, unifying all of the fundamental forces of nature. String theory is based on the idea that the fundamental particles of nature are not point-like, but rather one-dimensional objects called strings. These strings can vibrate in different ways, and the different vibrations correspond to different particles. This means that all of the particles in the universe can be thought of as different vibrations of the same fundamental string. String theory also proposes that the universe has more than three spatial dimensions. In addition to the three dimensions of space that we are familiar with, string theory suggests that there are six additional spatial dimensions. These extra dimensions are thought to be curled up into a very small space, and are not directly observable. String theory is a very complex and difficult theory to understand, and it is still being developed and refined. However, it is a promising candidate for a theory of everything, and could potentially provide a unified explanation for all of the fundamental forces of nature. Main idea number 6. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are two mysterious components of the universe which are believed to make up most of the universe's mass energy content. Dark matter is believed to be composed of exotic particles which interact only weakly with ordinary matter, while dark energy is believed to be a form of energy which is causing the universe to expand at an accelerating rate. Dark matter and dark energy are two mysterious components of the universe which are believed to make up most of the universe's mass energy content. Dark matter is believed to be composed of exotic particles which interact only weakly with ordinary matter, while dark energy is believed to be a form of energy which is causing the universe to expand at an accelerating rate. This means that the universe is expanding faster and faster as time passes, and that the rate of expansion is increasing. This is in contrast to the traditional view of the universe, which held that the universe was expanding at a constant rate. The exact nature of dark matter and dark energy is still unknown, and scientists are actively researching these phenomena in order to better understand them. It is believed that dark matter and dark energy make up around 95% of the universe's mass energy content, with the remaining 5% being composed of ordinary matter. This means that the majority of the universe is composed of these mysterious components, and that they play a major role in the evolution of the universe. The study of dark matter and dark energy is an important part of modern cosmology, and is helping to shed light on the structure and evolution of the universe. By understanding these components better, scientists can gain a better understanding of the universe as a whole and how it has evolved over time. Main idea number 7. The multiverse. The multiverse is the hypothetical set of multiple possible universes which together comprise everything that exists, the entirety of space, time, matter, energy, and the physical laws and constants that describe them. It is a possible solution to the question of why the universe appears to be fine-tuned for life. The multiverse is an intriguing concept that has been proposed to explain why the universe appears to be so finely tuned for life. It suggests that there are an infinite number of universes, each with its own set of physical laws and constants. This means that in some universes, the laws of physics may be different, allowing for the possibility of life to exist in ways that are not possible in our own universe. This could explain why the universe appears to be so finely tuned for life, as it is only in our universe that the laws of physics are such that life can exist. The idea of the multiverse has been around for centuries, but it has only recently been taken seriously by scientists. It is a fascinating concept that has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe and our place in it. It is also a source of great debate, as some scientists argue that the multiverse is nothing more than a philosophical construct, while others believe that it is a real phenomenon that can be tested and studied. The multiverse is an exciting concept that has the potential to open up a whole new realm of possibilities. It is an idea that has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe and our place in it. Whether or not the multiverse is real, it is an idea that is sure to spark debate and discussion for years to come. Main idea number 8. The anthropic principle. The anthropic principle is the philosophical consideration that observations of the universe must be compatible with the conscious and sapient life that observes it. It states that the universe must have the properties that allow life to exist in some form, and that the universe must be suitable for the development of intelligent observers. The anthropic principle is a philosophical concept that suggests that the universe must be compatible with the conscious and sapient life that observes it. This means that the universe must have the properties that allow life to exist in some form, and that the universe must be suitable for the development of intelligent observers. This concept is based on the idea that the universe is not random, but rather that it is designed in such a way that it is conducive to the development of life. This means that the universe must have certain properties that allow for the development of life, such as the right amount of energy, the right amount of matter, and the right amount of space. The anthropic principle also suggests that the universe is not static, but rather that it is constantly evolving and changing. This means that the universe is constantly adapting to the needs of the life forms that inhabit it. This means that the universe is constantly changing and adapting to the needs of the life forms that inhabit it, and that the universe is constantly evolving and changing in order to accommodate the needs of the life forms that inhabit it. This means that the universe is constantly adapting to the needs of the life forms that inhabit it, and that the universe is constantly evolving and changing in order to accommodate the needs of the life forms that inhabit it. The anthropic principle is an important concept in understanding the universe and its relationship to life. It suggests that the universe is not random, but rather that it is designed in such a way that it is conducive to the development of life. This means that the universe must have certain properties that allow for the development of life, such as the right amount of energy, the right amount of matter, and the right amount of space. This concept is important in understanding the universe and its relationship to life, and it is an important concept in understanding the universe and its relationship to life. Main idea number 9. The second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics is a law of physics which states that the total entropy of an isolated system can never decrease over time. It is a fundamental law of nature which has profound implications for the ultimate fate of the universe, and is closely related to the concept of entropy. The second law of thermodynamics is a fundamental law of nature which states that the total entropy of an isolated system can never decrease over time. This law has far-reaching implications for the ultimate fate of the universe, as it implies that the universe is slowly running out of usable energy. Entropy is a measure of the disorder of a system, and the second law states that the entropy of an isolated system can never decrease. This means that the universe is slowly becoming more disordered, and that the amount of usable energy is decreasing. The second law of thermodynamics is closely related to the concept of entropy. Entropy is a measure of the disorder of a system, and the second law states that the entropy of an isolated system can never decrease. This means that the universe is slowly becoming more disordered, and that the amount of usable energy is decreasing. This law has profound implications for the ultimate fate of the universe, as it implies that the universe is slowly running out of usable energy. The second law of thermodynamics is a fundamental law of nature which has profound implications for the ultimate fate of the universe. It states that the total entropy of an isolated system can never decrease over time, and that the universe is slowly becoming more disordered and running out of usable energy. This law is closely related to the concept of entropy, which is a measure of the disorder of a system. Understanding the implications of the second law of thermodynamics is essential for understanding the ultimate fate of the universe. Main idea number 10. The arrow of time. The arrow of time is the concept that the direction of time is asymmetric, with a distinct past and future. It is closely related to the second law of thermodynamics, and is a fundamental feature of the universe which has implications for the ultimate fate of the universe. The arrow of time is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it was not until the 19th century that it was formally recognized as a fundamental feature of the universe. The arrow of time is closely related to the second law of thermodynamics, which states that entropy, or disorder, always increases over time. This means that the universe is slowly running down, and that the future will be different from the past. This has implications for the ultimate fate of the universe, as it suggests that the universe will eventually reach a state of maximum entropy, or maximum disorder, and will no longer be able to sustain life. The arrow of time is also closely related to the concept of causality, which states that events in the past cause events in the future. This means that the future is determined by the past, and that the universe is not random. This has implications for the nature of free will, as it suggests that our choices are limited by the events that have already occurred. The arrow of time is an important concept in physics, and it has implications for our understanding of the universe. It is a fundamental feature of the universe, and it has implications for the ultimate fate of the universe. It is also closely related to the second law of thermodynamics, and it has implications for the nature of free will.